If you're visiting the Lough Arbour and Fort William area in Scotland, then fortunately you don't need perfect weather to enjoy all that the area has to offer. As according to David Mackey from Cranog Concept, which runs local boat cruises, there is plenty to see.
The Highlands of Scotland, I would say, is the best scenery that we have in the British Isles. I'm obviously biased though, but we've got some fantastic things here. Of course, we've got the abundant wildlife on a good day, and you've got, of course, the scenery as well, and the highest mountain in the UK, Ben Nevis, and the Great Glen Fault Line, which is fantastic for geologists. So it's got something for everyone, really, in the area. The Fort William itself is outdoor capital of the UK as well.
When you say the Great Glen Fault Line, I mean, that all sounds very geological and interesting, but what does it actually give you as a visitor?
As a geologist, they would appreciate seeing the Great Glen Fault Line. As a visitor, I suppose it's really quintessentially Scottish, or Highland, should I say, in the way that it is a massive glen with very large mountains on either side, and obviously creates some fantastic scenery. There's the deep lochs as well, and of course you've got Loch Ness there. That's where it gets the story of the Loch Ness monster, due to this fact that it's the largest loch by volume. And of course it's also helped with the Caledonian Canal, actually, because it's such a straight line from one side to the other, and that's because of the Great Glen Fault Line. It made it so easy for them to follow the lochs in a straight line and just connect them with the canal.
Apparently you can go and dive incredibly deeply here. So how does that work?
Well, all you do here is you dive to about 100 metres. That allows you to then go offshore and dive over half a kilometre under the water offshore. What they'll do is they'll send you to the bottom of the loch in the middle of Loch Linney, which is about 100 metres in depth, 103 I think it is. You will complete training exercise down there. You'll then come back to the top and they'll put you in a decompression chamber, and you'll spend the next 3 or 4 days in a decompression chamber, getting to normal atmospheric pressure again to avoid the bends and death. Once they go offshore, as I say, you can then go up to about half a kilometre under the water, where they'll spend 5 or 6 days decompressing. But I'd say that's the deepest form of diving in the world. They also do air surface supply and scuba and ROVs and all that stuff as well.
So for us mere mortals, so we're not going to go that far down and spend that much time in a decompression chamber, if you went out on one of your trips, so what am I going to see?
Well, you'll of course see the static things like the scenery itself, the Great Glen you'll see, and you'll see views out, possibly if it's a clear day, out to Mull as well, and you've got Ben Nevis, you've got Strongcraggan Point, and there's a wreck on that, and Salmon Farm, Mussel Farm. Usually on a nice day, the seals are almost a guarantee as well, over at Black Rock there. And of course we've got the wildlife like porpoise. We get the odd dolphin here, the odd whale as well, Northern Atlantic bottlenose whales. And of course the birds, which especially includes the golden eagle and the white-tailed sea eagle.
So if you're going to come to this area, then you've got the diving as one opportunity, you've got coming out on the boat as another. What other things do you think you could tie in with the trip?
I would say, personally, that you should go up the Annaghmore gondola for the ski centre, Nevis Range Ski Centre, which gives you some fantastic views. If you're not going to walk up Ben Nevis, that is, then you get some fantastic views there. Other than that, local sights is the Caledonian Canal Neptune Staircase, which is a set of lochs which make their way up the Caledonian Canal over at Banavie there, so it's only 10 minutes outside of the Fort William Centre by car. And of course, you can take the Jacobite steam train out to Malleg. That was voted the best rail track in Europe in 2008, I believe. So it is a fantastic sight, and you can pass over the Glenfinnan Viaduct out there as well, and take a ferry out to any of the amazing islands that we have on the west coast of Scotland. Other than that, you can go down to Oban, and they've got some good sights down there as well. Again, boat trips out to some more islands, and the Sea Life Sanctuary is another good place to visit, especially if you want to see some of the wildlife you maybe didn't see on the boat. They get rescued seals there as well, so it kind of ties in well with the boat in that way, I suppose. Other than that, I would say the main thing to do is also go see Glencoe, which I would personally think is the best bit of scenery that the Highlands has, or even Britain.
And living at the foot of Ben Nevis, more or less, what are some of your favourite Ben Nevis stories?
As I say on the trip, the best ones are the story about the Ben Nevis Hill Race, where they run up and down the hill every year, and the best time having been 1 hour, 25 minutes and 34 seconds. The other good story is the Model T Ford being driven to the top in 1911, and then again 50 years later, but this time an Austin A7 being found at the top, and had been snuck up there by the Austin Club, despite the Ford Club. Typical. and the man who tried to carry a piano to the top and failed.
That's David Mackey from Cranog Concept in Fort William.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.